We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Says show will win the Wonderlic. He is licking all day long. I know the nastiness coming out of that, but I'm gonna tell you this right now, I'm not winning that Wonderlic test. I walked out of there with pure confidence that I was not coming close to winning that Wonderlic test. I'm not a good test taker. You, judging by your appearance, I feel like you're a really good test taker.
I am. And I don't know what my appearance has to do with it.
Just,
I think it's because how I stepped out of that offense brooding with confidence after I took the Wonderlic.
I didn't see you when you stepped
out. Oh, I was brooding.
You're confident in that?
I'm very confident.
You ready for 10:30 in the vertical?
No.
I'm
not confident in that.
You know what time it is. On a beautiful Monday. Show,
good morning. Game two of the Sunflower Showdown has Bruce Weber and K-State going for the kill tonight in Lawrence.
You cannot be on your heels. You got to take the game to them. Obviously, they're, 15-0, 16-0 at home, whatever it is. And they've shot the ball unbelievable at home. So, you know, defense will be a big factor. You know, taking what happened last time, what they did well, what we did well, can we, you know, second time around, can we tweak it? Can we execute a little better? You know, I think all those things are key.
That's Bruce Weber. Vern, this is obviously a big one, but I think the big thought is, will this game catapult this, especially for Kansas fans? Will tonight's game catapult this into making us view this, I don't even call it a rivalry, these two teams playing each other, will it make us view it differently? And I'm curious from Kansas fans because, listen, Vern, I come in here and I generally go with the adage, I have a strong take and a strong opinion on something, and I push forward on my strong opinion, and we disagree, or me and the listeners disagree, or Serta disagrees. We go back and forth. It's our opinion. Generally, that is how we go about things. But sometimes we do push it as an inquiry of maybe I am I'm wrong on this, or maybe I don't have. Maybe there's questions. This is one where I'm curious the feeling of Kansas fans because I don't even know how I feel yet. Will tonight's outcome, say the outcome has K-State winning and ending this thing for Kansas. If K-State wins and they are the ones who end the streak for Kansas fans, will this make you feel any differently about K-State? And when I say differently, would any type of sports hatred creep in for you? Because right now, I don't think, you said it Friday, I don't think there's hate for Kansas towards anybody in this league. Even Kansas State. I personally don't have any hate of Kansas State. I look at them as like a little cousin or a little brother. And hey, you know, it's nothing like the hatred in terms of sports hate that you would have for Missouri or the sports hate like we saw last Wednesday between Duke and Carolina. But if K-State's the one that comes in, sweeps you, and wins on your home floor, gives you your first loss this year, and then drives the knife through the coffin, and they're the ones who finish and end the streak, and then, you know, you get to hear all year, oh, we're Big 12 champs. We killed the streak. Will that push your sports hatred up anymore for Kansas? Because that, for K-State, for Kansas fans, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. It's 10:03. You can jump on this early. For me, I don't know. I feel like I need to see it happen to understand how I'm going to feel. And that's a bit of a cop-out, but I'll just be completely honest with you. Like right now, I don't feel that it would turn in towards hatred because I know for years to come, Bruce Weber's going to be there, and I don't feel like Bruce Weber is going to put together teams enough for me to even get to a place where I think there is any kind of thought that I would hate them because I would feel that Kansas has a chance to lose. I don't know that he's going to be able to create a program like that. But I am curious to Kansas fans, your thought process, do you feel like if that outcome happens tonight, K-State comes in here and wins in Allen, and then they're the ones who break the streak, do you feel like you would get a turn in how you feel towards K-State?
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 913. Kansas State doesn't deserve my attention as a Jayhawks fan. I think it will change tonight if K-State wins this game. It better change. You better have a 2020 hatred for Kansas State. A 2020 sports hatred for Kansas State. I don't think it has to carry beyond that.
Why?
But if they're the reason why the streak ends, if it ends at 14, you should want to take it out on them next year. Going into next season, when you likely return to the top in the Big 12, you should want to put a little bit extra mustard on those victories. A little something extra when you beat K-State to let them know that we're back. We weren't going to be gone long, and everyone knew it. I don't know if in 2021 you still have that hatred, but if K-State does indeed knock them off tonight, I think KU and their climb to get back to the top of the mountain next year should want to prove points, especially since this team is next year going to look very similar to this team this year. A lot of the same faces, a lot of the same names. That should be a fire underneath each and every one of them. They should want to take it out on K-State. They should be angry throughout the offseason. I would hope that Bill Self would use it as added motivation heading into the 2019-2020
season. I don't know, Vern. And your fandom, I think, can honestly be a template for this. Do you have hate towards Michigan State? Does the Michigan fan base have hate? Because it's very similar to Kansas. I think Michigan, in terms of Ohio State, is the place that
when
you hate.
When we were at your stage, as Michigan fans, when we were there, like, it's been awful for Michigan for a while, so I don't know if it's fair to compare Michigan football with Kansas basketball. Kansas basketball's been on top for a long time. Back in the day, no. No, you hated Ohio State, and you viewed Michigan State as your little brother, even if they beat you on occasion.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I almost feel like, because we agree, sports hate is... it's good. Sports hate will make these two teams play next year. If this happens, we'll make this feel bigger and will be a better thing. And it's better for everything that we do and probably for the fan bases. But I don't know that if it will put me there.
From the 913, if I had to choose a team to end the streak, it would be K-State. So no, my answer would be no.
I think there are some people.
That's a lot of Kansas fans that if the streak has to end, why not let little brother have the crown this season? Why not let K-State?
Yeah, 913 graduated from KU. Kind of want K-State to win. It's not the school I dislike. It's the fans. I mean, I don't even feel like it's that much.
I don't know how you could dislike K-State fans.
It's a weird and interesting thought that I've been trying to think in my mind is,
if you don't hate
them, piss me off? Because if this were Missouri, Vern,
if you don't hate them, it's a reflection of your confidence that this was a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
I think you only hate someone when you think they're not going anywhere.
And that's why I said that about Bruce Weber. I think I don't have confidence that Bruce Weber could get me to a place. I said this before weeks ago, Frank Martin, maybe I feel a little different.
And the Oscar goes to Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, Anthony Raimondo, and Andrew Wyatt.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the Academy for this wonderful honor. Thank you to every single person in this room. To my sister, my soulmate, I love you. My family's here. I love you, Mom and Dad, Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet that could have sang this song with me but you.
Plenty.
Thank you for believing in us. Thank you so much. And if you are at home and you're sitting on your couch and you are watching this right now, all I have to say is that this is hard work. I've worked hard for a long time, and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning, but what it's about is not giving up. Oh, if you have a dream, fight for it. There's a discipline for passion, and it's not about how many times you get rejected or but you fall down or you're beaten up. It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going.
Oh, you're damn right, Lady Gaga. Way to go. That's courtesy of ABC and the Oscars last night. Congratulations.
Love Lady Gaga. Love her.
Halfway to an EGOT.
What is an EGOT?
An Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Yeah.
Halfway there.
She was breathing very heavily.
I am over Lady Gaga and her reactions. I really am. It is. And this may come off as hate. I was just on.
It does.
I was just on the buzz, and Hartzell called me a hater.
Who doesn't like Lady Gaga?
I didn't say
everybody loves Lady Gaga.
No, they don't. I didn't say that I don't love Lady Gaga. I know my sister right now is probably getting mad. It's her idol.
She should be everyone's idol.
She is an overactor, and she is always performing. Did you see? Thank God Almighty, she did not win Best Actress, because she would have done convulsions. She would have slid down from that chair, crawled up there. She would have fallen. Come on, with the Grammys. She's won 10 damn Grammys, and she's acted like the way any of the three of us would if we won a Grammy for the first time. Who, me? Who, me? Stephanie? Stephanie is the winner?
Is that her real name?
Yes, with an F. She's wildly, as Serta would say, talented. She really is. But she's just, her reactions are just, and I know I'm probably not going to get
she
invited.
She won her first Oscar.
And
you're saying she didn't react accordingly?
And she's becoming a great actress.
It is just over the top for me. And it is always over the top. Did you see the camera on her when the young lady from The Favorite won Best Actress? She was... She was shaking with her from her seat.
She was intently listening.
It is. You can call me a hater, and I'm not going to say I'm. She is just over the top. I compared her to Serena. Serena's won like 47 Grand Slams, but reacts like it's the very first time she's ever won a tournament every time she wins. And Lady Gaga does it again. And I feel bad because, yes, I'm with you. Winning the Oscar, an amazing achievement. If she won the Oscar for Best Actress, that would have been an upset to me, especially where she started. This is a singer who is not an actor by trade. It would have been amazing, but I feel like she would have found a way to go over the top on that.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from our guy Lance. She is a generational talent.
Yeah, that's what
without a doubt.
From the 816, I'm with Rob. She's over the top.
The damn name's Rob! My damn name's Rob!
You're Rob today, hating on Lady Gaga for no reason.
You could tell me if I'm hating. Maybe I'm just saying it is over.
The Grammy was one thing. I'm with you on that. You're Lady Gaga. Of course, that's what you do. You win Grammys. That's like Adele being shocked at the next time she drops an album if she wins a Grammy. But Oscar, give her a break, man.
It's just too much. It really is for me personally.
She's too much.
And I know this is going to get me in hot water with KB, and I probably just got myself disinvited to the wedding, but I'm sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.